by exiting IMF program at 8 dead as crane collapses onto train in Thailand.
The Hot FM News with Monique Matipa.
Good afternoon. Thank you for joining us for the main news bulletin at 12 hours. Here's the news in detail. The Bank of Zambia has announced that effective April 1st, 2026, old banknotes will cease to be legal tender and will no longer be valid for transactions or accepted for exchange with the new currency series. The bank has also reminded the public that the cash exchange period for old banknotes will end on March 31st, 2026. In a statement, Bank Assistant Director Communications, Besnat Mwanza, has explained that on March 31st, 2025, the Bank of Zambia introduced a new currency family, which has been circulating alongside the old currency notes and coins. She has noted that at the launch of the new currency family, the public was advised that the exchange of old banknotes would run from March 31st, 2025 to March 31st, 2026. Ms. Mwanza has since urged members of the public to exchange their old banknotes at designated cash exchange points before the deadline. The Center for Trade Policy and Development, CTPD, has warned that Zambia risks reversing hard-won economic gains by exiting the International Monetary Fund, IMF, Extended Credit Facility, ECF, at a critical moment. CTPD lead public finance researcher Robert Mwale said the decision not to extend the ECF comes just as the economy is showing credible signs of recovery after years of fiscal and debt stress. He has cautioned that IMF and Ministry of Finance data indicate these gains could quickly unravel without the program's policy anchor. Mr. Mwale has warned that exiting the program in an election year increases the risk of fiscal slippage, off-budget spending, and weakened expenditure controls. She has added that heavier reliance on domestic borrowing could push up interest rates, crowd out the private sector, fuel inflation, and undermine investment, potentially returning Zambia to debt distress. Mr. Mwale has further warned that abandoning the ECF could erode investor confidence, destabilize the exchange rate, and reverse balance of payments gains.
What we've noted is that our public data that has dramatically fallen from 123.3% of our GDP to around 91 thereabout of our GDP, indicating that we are actually doing a fine in the country. But now when we are exiting this program, what we are going to note is that these gains that we've enjoyed as a country may actually be unwinded, and so there's a high risk that as a country these gains may actually be reversed because of us exiting the program at a moment like this one.
The Zambia Environmental Management Agency, ZEMA, has announced that Zambia's proposal under the Gemini project for the global elimination of mercury in non-ferrous metals has been approved by the Global Environment Facility, GEF, and is now entering the preparatory phase. Speaking during the opening session of the Inception Workshop for the Zambia Global Elimination of Mercury in Non-Ferrous Metals project, ZEMA Acting Director General Karen Atondo said the preparatory phase will focus on baseline data collection and stakeholder engagement. Ms. Atondo has noted that mercury pollution remains a serious global challenge, adding that the GEF-supported Gemini project presents an opportunity for Zambia to strengthen regulatory frameworks, adopt best environmental practices, and build expertise through international cooperation.
ZEMA is pleased to inform the meeting that the proposal for Zambia under the project has been approved by the Global Environment Facility and is now moving into the preparatory phase. The preparatory phase will involve baseline data collection and stakeholder engagement, and this meeting being among the many stakeholder engagement meetings that we'll have. Mercury pollution is a pressing issue globally, and Zambia is no exception. The effects of mercury pollution are far-reaching, contaminating our water, waterways, our soils, and the food chain.
Meanwhile, United Nations Industrial Development Organization, UNIDO, project administrator Wame Kabake said the project aims to help Zambia meet its obligations under the Minamata Convention on Mercury by reducing mercury emissions by at least 10%, while supporting the country's ambition to increase copper production to 3 million tons annually by 2031.
Our collective goal is to help Zambia meet its commitments under the Minamata Convention on Mercury to reduce mercury emissions by at least 10% and to support the country's ambition to increase copper production to 3 million tons annually by 2031. I am honored to acknowledge the presence of the key institutions whose leadership and collaboration will be central to the success of this initiative.
The Electoral Commission of Zambia says it is fully prepared for the Chawama parliamentary by-election scheduled for tomorrow. Lusaka District Electoral Officer Victor Kagoli says the commission will deploy a total of 264 police officers and 666 polling staff to the various polling stations, with six poll staff assigned to each station. Mr. Kagoli adds that accreditation of observers, monitors and media personnel is underway and will end today at 17 hours.
We are on course, so far so good. There are places where we need to mount in. These are being mounted now. By end of day, everything will be done and we'll be ready for tomorrow. And should I say, we are already ready for tomorrow because of what we have done so far. We are doing the accreditation as well, which will end at 17 hours. Anyone who will come after 17 hours will not be accredited. Otherwise, we are doing very well. We have 9 political parties participating. And I want to say the mood of the people of Chawama, who we are very grateful. So far, Chawama is not known to have enjoyed this kind of peace that they are enjoying now, and we are very grateful for that community.
And ECZ Chawama Constituency Returning Officer Louis Lupando says all polling stations will open at exactly 6 hours and close at 18 hours. Meanwhile, Gears Initiative Zambia Executive Director Patrick Kaumba has expressed satisfaction with the conduct of the by-election so far, saying the process has been marked by unity of purpose with no incidents of violence recorded.
With main focus is definitely issues of governance and the election. And so we have a critical role in terms of monitoring the election and observing issues of the campaign and so on, as well as the encouraging participation of the citizens through voting. That is our key role. I think we are quite impressed with the Chawama by-election scenario. Of late, there has been a lot of concern countrywide regarding issues of electoral violence. But so far, we have seen unity of purpose. We have seen peaceful campaigns throughout.
The Hot FM Business News is brought to you by Access Bank. More than banking.
In business news, the Zambia Development Agency, ZDA, has welcomed and expressed full support for the forthcoming Luapula Province Investment Expo, scheduled to take place in April 2026 in Mansa District. In line with its mandate to promote and facilitate investment, trade and business development, ZDA views the expo as a strategic platform that directly aligns with national efforts to accelerate inclusive economic growth. ZDA Director General Albert Halwampa has stated that the agency recognizes Luapula Province as a region endowed with vast and underutilized economic potential, particularly in sectors such as agriculture, fisheries, mining, tourism, renewable energy, manufacturing, and value addition in general. Mr. Halwamba has noted that the expo offers a crucial opportunity